My name is Danielle Pollock, and my job title is Customer Service Assistant at Allianz Global Assistance. Allianz Global Assistance is an insurance company, but they also provide assistance through other organisations. So my current role at the moment is working with Department of Veterans Affairs clients.
How long have you been in this role with the organisation?
For 2 years, so since May 2013.
Tell us more about your work. It's telephone work?
Yes, it is. It's telephone work. At the moment, I've been looking after Department of Veterans Affairs clients with their home safety assessment. So that contract is finishing, and I'll be transitioning into travel insurance. So that will be inbound telephone work.
What do you like most about your job?
Just the camaraderie and your customer service assistant. You're working in a team and you're actually meeting all different kinds of people from different walks of life through the telephone work.
Did you receive assistance obtaining the job?
I obtained assistance through Vision Australia's employment team, and they organised all the equipment through workplace modifications as well as orientation and mobility support.
What's workplace modifications?
Workplace modifications is a government funding scheme where they will actually fund different types of equipment that you need for the job. So they'll come out and do a workplace assessment and then fund your equipment based on that, so there's no cost to the employer.
What technology do you use in the job?
I'm using JAWS, which is a window screen reader, and that will read everything out on the screen to me in speech, so I can navigate through a database, fill in all the information, and talk to the customer at the same time.
Can you tell us about your education and vocational training?
My education, I was mainstreamed into a normal school right from the start of it, and I received support from a special unit attached to the school. So there was braille support and reading support. And my vocational training was in information technology, and I also did a course in call centre operations. And I was also doing volunteer work at a radio station before I obtained paid employment. I'd also done telephone sales for 6 years for Allianz Global Assistance.
Tell us about your vision condition. You've been blind all your life?
Yes, I was born 15 weeks premature. So too much oxygen to the brain resulted in a retina detachment.
You're totally blind then?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you tell us about any barriers that you've experienced in your role with Allianz that have made it difficult for you to progress as much as you wanted to?
Well, fortunately, everybody there has been accommodating there, but it's just in terms of where it's facility or that was taken care of through Vision Australia. So it was just a matter of just making sure the software is accessible and then making adjustments there. So fortunately, they were very accommodating in terms of breaking down those barriers.
Do you think you've at times exceeded your employer's expectations about what you've been able to accomplish?
I think I have in terms of talking on the phone and navigating a database at the same time. There's a lot of information that you have to remember as well. And as a result of me doing all that, I was able to progress into a different role, and they thought I had potential for that.
What has having this job brought to your life?
It's brought a sense of purpose to my life. So I've been able to make a difference in other people's lives with the Veterans Affairs clients, and particularly now with the new role that I'm transitioning into, travel insurance is a must-have. So I will be helping people activate those policies so they can have cover if anything happens. So that's the main purpose, and the fact that I'm actually just making myself useful and supporting myself.
Is there any one person you think of who has been a really positive influence in your employment success?
I think Vision Australia's adaptive technology team have been a positive influence there because they've worked to make the equipment accessible.
And what do you think you bring to the job that's made you so successful?
think I brought a lot of listening skills to the job. I'm able to interact with customers and match their needs up with the product.
Have you got any advice for employers who are contemplating employing someone with vision loss?
I think the advice is just to match everything up with their capabilities and then just try them from there, even if it's a 3-month period, just to see how they go. And you'd be surprised at the potential that somebody would have, because they would have a lot of time, a good work ethic, because they would appreciate the job. So I think my advice is just to give it a try based on their skill sets and then go from there.
And thinking back to your pathway to finding this job, what advice have you got for anybody listening who's contemplating employment?
I think just don't give up and just keep trying to search for a job and then just match everything up with capabilities. I was actually out of work for 2 years before I had the job at Allianz. So I think just don't give up and just keep trying, because there's always somebody out there that will give you a go.